Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about the virtue of self-sacrifice and altruism, or as we call it in Arabic, isar. As you know, self-sacrifice or altruism is one of the principal Islamic virtues, and it has been praised in many hadiths and in the Holy Quran. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, self-sacrifice is the highest of virtues. And he has also been narrated as having said, self-sacrifice is a characteristic of the righteous. And in the Holy Quran, we read the following verse in which God Almighty recounts and tells about the virtue of altruistic people. God says the following regarding them. He says, they are as well for those who were settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate towards them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot. And those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the felicitous. In this beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam talks about the virtue of altruistic people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in regards to the verse, they give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. He said, Fatima alayhi salam had some barley, which she made into a sweet paste. When they had finished cooking it and placed it on the table, a poor man came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up and gave him a third of it. Soon afterwards, an orphan came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up and gave him a third. Soon afterwards, a prisoner came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. So Ali gave him the last third, and they did not even taste it. This is a case where the family of the Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and his wife, the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, they gave away the food that they had to the poor and the orphan and the prisoner. After this, in continuation, the Imam says, so in honoring them, Allah the Exalted sent down the Quranic verses until and your endeavor has been well appreciated. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Right, so this is a indication of the fact that, you know, a virtue of altruism is very noble, and it is loved by God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of altruism and the virtue of altruistic people in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.